Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, friends. Family, everyone else,
just basically
howdy doody.
What's wrong with you?
I'm here. Chase is here. Nick is also howdy here, doody. And so is Luke. We're talking about some NBA today.
Bingo.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at PSO Sports One and Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Twitch TV, Pointless Sports Opinions. I forgot to say that before everything else.
That's fine.
Spotify, Pointless Sports Opinions. Type it into Google. We'll show up
somewhere.
Yeah, eventually, maybe. Hopefully. Yeah. SeatGeek. Buy the SeatGeek link. Buy the SeatGeek. What am I saying?
Are you okay?
Buy tickets to the SeatGeek link. I'm curling up into a word
Tell them how
ball.
To do it. Tell them how to do it.
What do you mean?
How do they? Hey, Caleb. How do I buy stuff through the link?
You click it. That's all you got to do.
On what?
On any of our social media.
Okay.
It's in there, dude. It's in the link tree on Instagram. It's our pinned tweet on Twitter.
Do I have to sign in anything?
No.
Just playing devil's advocate, man. I'm just giving you the questions that people want to know.
Is that who that was? Devil's advocate?
Devil's advocate. That's my middle name, baby.
Oh, God. We're talking about some NBA. Season's winding down, big dog.
It's almost done.
It's winding down. We got about a month left. Kind of crazy. The Lakers are done for.
That's insane. Would you say four seed?
Man. It's a shame.
You said four seed before the season, didn't you?
But yes, that was my bold prediction. I also said Donovan Mitchell is going to be an MVP conversation. What else did I say?
I'm not going through what
one
I said.
One of my other ones was Kevin Durant's going to go to the Knicks. I think that's happening.
I'm not going.
I think I'm hitting that one.
I'm not going through mine.
Why not? The Suns are going to be the 8th seed.
Excuse me? You okay there, Dopey?
It's like saying the Raiders are going to make the playoffs.
That's like saying that Carmelo is going to be good on wherever he goes.
Oh, yeah, Houston. Yeah. I think it's going to work, man. Yeah.
It's bold predictions.
It is bold. That's why we can't be held responsible for what
we said.
I said
Kevin Knox would have a good year, too. Look how that worked out.
He did have a good year.
Yeah. So, thank you. I hit on one,
That's
two.
Not very bold.
That's pretty bold.
Kevin Knox will play well.
I said he was going to be in the rookie of the year conversation.
Well, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
He's not.
He's up there, man. He's
no, he's not.
Top three.
No,
top three. Maybe
no.
Top five.
He's probably not top five.
Top five.
No.
It's there, man.
No, I don't think so. We already did this last week.
What?
I crapped on your Ayton take. I told you. Is he a top five rookie this year?
Shut up. All right.
Lakers All right, suck. So the Lakers suck. 30-36, six games under 500. Ooh, boy. Andre Ingram's coming back to town, so they'll have something to cheer for the last month of the season. He signed a 10-day contract. He's probably going to sign another one here in the coming days. Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram are out for the season. Brandon Ingram's got deep vein thrombosis. Which
I don't even know what the hell that is.
He's got blood clots.
Oh, no. He's got Chris Bosh?
Yeah, so that's not good. I don't know if he's got the same thing as Chris Bosh, but he had a blood clot in his shoulder, so that's not good.
Really not.
Hope that guy's okay. Yeah. That could potentially affect a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
If they're still trying to trade for Anthony Davis, they're not going to trade for a team that's got blood clots. So that's...
I wouldn't trade for them.
That's not good. LeBron's on a minutes restriction.
Got to save him for the playoffs, man.
Well, I agree. I mean,
put him on minutes?
Yeah. You don't want to shut him down because that looks bad, but LeBron don't need to play. Is this his worst season ever? I think. Like, by record?
Record wise?
I think it has to be, right?
Since his rookie year.
What was their record that year?
They were pretty bad.
Were they under 500?
They didn't make the playoffs.
I know that, but were they under 500?
Luke, look it up.
All right. Shout out to your shirt, by the way. We haven't acknowledged that yet. Yeah.
It's because we're making a video here soon.
Yeah.
And what, I gotta,
what video is it?
I got to be the love dog. Oh. I'm going to be talking deep.
The big dog's the love dog.
The love dog. It's going to be good, man.
It is going to be good. Keep an eye out for
it. Tuxedo t-shirt, man.
It's going to be on the YouTubes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, what?
I don't know. I was caught off by... I didn't listen to what you said.
Back to the Lakers. The coaching staff, apparently, it came out today. They wanted to sign back Brooke Lopez and Julius Randle, but Magic Johnson told them no. That probably would have helped them make the playoffs this year if they had, good players on the roster.
Randle, I don't think, was going to get... He wasn't coming back. They were talking about getting rid of Randle for a long time.
Yeah, I know, but...
That literally the last 2 months of the entire season, they're like, Randle's not going to be here.
Yeah, but...
And he's a good player.
He could have signed back. And Brooke Lopez, why are you getting rid of... just stupid, man. Just stupid stuff. Have you seen who's on the floor now? It's like Mo Wagner and...
You could put him on...
It's rough, dude. Name that scrub?
Yeah.
Mo Wagner? Michigan man?
Wouldn't have got it. Judge Joe Brown, is he playing too?
You see Van Gundy said they should
trade LeBron
Van or Gundy's explore trading LeBron.
Van Gundy's a dumbass.
That's the goofiest
You're
thing I've
a
ever
dumbass.
Heard.
He is. He's always been
can
a
dumbass.
Can
you imagine a world where LeBron James gets traded?
How can you honestly think that? Like, I get where his mind's at, but at the same time, like, it's LeBron freaking James. He decided to go to your shitty franchise.
Yeah.
Damn, that's dumb as hell.
I don't know if the Lakers are a shitty franchise. Big dog.
They got a bad team.
Yes, they do. They have a horrible team.
And they've been bad for a while.
Yes.
So
when's the last time they made the playoffs?
I don't know.
Dwight Howard, right?
Probably. Dwight Howard, Steve Nash.
The year Kobe got hurt.
Kobe.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
2010.
They were 18 that year.
No. What was it? I would say probably 2012, 2013.
Jeez Louise. That's rough, man. I don't know. I feel like we talk about the Lakers every week. It's over
they
now.
Have to, man.
It's over. I really didn't think
of a chance of getting Zion.
I didn't think it was going to happen, but it happened.
I'm glad it happened.
They were the 4 seed before LeBron got hurt. Just so everybody knows.
Don't worry. Everybody's saying
how the mighty have fallen.
Everybody's saying it. I don't understand.
Man.
I don't understand.
What?
Boston struggles. Kyrie's immediately to blame. Lakers struggle, and it's everything else. It's not LeBron.
I don't know. LeBron's catching a lot of shit right now.
Well, he deserves it. You're the leader of that team.
I agree. We already did this.
Exactly.
We had a LeBron podcast last week.
Yeah, I got angry.
To get angry again. Somehow, the Celtics are now one of the hottest teams in the league.
It's amazing how that all works.
They beat the Warriors, then they beat Sacramento the next night, which was a huge win. Kyrie didn't play. And then they beat the Lakers Saturday, which, whatever. I mean, they beat the Lakers. But Kyrie apologized. He said, the way I've handled things, it hasn't been perfect. No shit. Thank you for apologizing. He's even the one that said, he said the long plane ride helped or something like that during one of their road trips. But, man, they're looking good. They're looking good. Hopefully they can not hate each other for the last month and a half here and get some steam going in the playoffs.
If they start fighting in the playoffs, that's going to be horrible.
Well, finally, Philly's out of that 4 spot. Pacers finally have it. So
yeah,
hopefully, if they play them in the first round, that's not good.
No,
they need a. I don't want to say Indy will be an easy opponent in the first round, but I mean, easier than Philly.
A lot easier than Philly.
Yeah,
dude, I like Philly. I like Philly a lot.
Philly's good. Philly is good. I don't really know. What else could we say about the Celtics?
I don't know, man.
I feel like we talk about them every week as well.
Hayward's been heating
up. Oh, yeah. Hayward has been playing very, very well. Thank God. He looks confident. That's the biggest thing.
He knows he's going to get
traded. Maybe. That's the biggest thing, though. He looks confident. He just looks like he's out there hooping.
It's a pretty devastating injury, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's taking him a long time.
Well, yeah. His foot was on backwards.
So was Paul George. He came back and averaged 23 a game. You know?
Yeah. I mean, not everybody's Paul George.
True. I know. We got some Gordon Hayward.
And I don't even think it's... I don't know. I think it was part the injury and part this damn team.
Yeah.
But true. I don't know. He's still coming off the bench. He's their main contributor off the bench, or at least they try to make him be their main playmaker. So he's finally playing well. It's going well right now. But if there's anything I've learned about the Celtics, it's...
It can change real quick.
It's a roller coaster. So that's right. We'll see. We'll see. KD and Kyrie being real friendly after they played, after the Celtics whooped their ass. What if Kyrie's been recruiting him to Boston this whole time?
Happening. No. Snowball chance, big dog. No.
You never know.
He's going to the Knicks.
You never know, big dog.
It's not happening. Maybe he's recruiting Kyrie to Golden State.
They finished second last time. If he didn't go to Golden State, he would have went to Boston.
Kyrie's going to Golden State.
Yeah, happening. Happening.
Look at that team.
Yeah. What are the chances Boogie goes back?
No, he's going to get paid. Especially if they win a title. No. They lose, maybe.
I think Boogie could end up on the Lakers in a couple months here.
It wouldn't surprise me.
After he wins a ring.
Yeah, you get a ring, go play
are
with
are they
Ron.
Still the favorites? KD's hurt. KD got hurt. They're saying it looks small. Steve Kerr said it looks minor. Yeah. Ankle contusion. During their loss against the Suns, I might add. It's the biggest upset since a long time.
Booker had the last, like, 13 points or something like that.
Yeah, Booker played well. Booker played well. I think he's somehow overrated.
Devin Booker?
Yeah.
Really?
How does that team just never relevant at all? But everybody loves Booker.
It's like Bledsoe. Bledsoe was good on him, you know?
Not as good as Booker.
Bledsoe was pretty damn good.
Not as good as Devin Booker, dude.
Not as good, but up there. Bledsoe was really good. Sure. I thought, and he went to Milwaukee. I was like, okay, this is all-star for the next 4 or 5 years. Easy. In the East.
You were alone in
Eric
that boat.
Bledsoe, oh my God. He was amazing. He was a 20-plus a game guy. In the East. Going with Giannis. No pressure. Come on, man.
No,
nothing?
I'm out.
Listen,
he's had a really good year.
You're just living in your little bubble. You need to venture out.
What are you? To Eric Bledsoe?
I'm telling you, dude.
I've seen my fair share of the guy. He can play defense. He can't shoot.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
Guy.
Yeah, he's a good player.
What do you mean he can't shoot if he's averaging 20 a game?
He can't shoot threes.
So, okay, Ben Simmons is a bad player too?
No. Is that what I said?
No, but he plays defense and can't shoot a three.
Yeah, well, Ben Simmons is also 6'9". And
okay.
He's got court vision, probably
and guess
some
what?
Of the best
the
in the league.
The same shit.
Are you comparing Eric Bledsoe to Ben Simmons
I'm
right
just
now?
Being an
that's
ass.
What happened.
I'm being Chase Devil's advocate.
Jesus, Eric Bledsoe, what just happened? Why did you just get an Eric Bledsoe hard on?
I didn't get a Bledsoe hard on.
Now you're getting real defensive about it. You
listen,
did.
Listen, what me and Eric have, you won't understand.
Eric Bledsoe, man.
No, I'm just saying, like, he looked really good in Phoenix. You were talking about Devin Booker looking good in Phoenix, and then they go some other place and they don't do as good. Maybe he's overrated just like Bledsoe was, is what I was trying to get to. I was saying, on paper, it looked like, oh, man, Bledsoe, good 20-a-game guy, great scorer, maybe.
20-a-game? Who you thought he was going to leave teams and go 20-a-game?
Yeah.
Dude.
They don't have anybody else besides Giannis.
No. They got Chris Middleton, big dog.
Oh, yeah, Chris Middleton, yeah.
I will take him 10 days of the week before I take Eric Bledsoe.
Can
even,
he play
not
defense?
Not even a contest. It's not even a contest.
Can he play defense?
I don't care. Chris Middleton is better. Nick said he's a top 20 player.
I do remember that.
25. 25 still does not save you, big dog.
Bledsoe averaged 20 and 6. 1 year, and then 21-6 the next year, and then 15, and then he went to Milwaukee.
Chase, you know what your argument is? Who's the number one team in the NBA?
Golden State.
Well, yeah, record-wise, it's Milwaukee. I think they're going to the finals.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'd love to see it, but you never know.
I'm very confused still.
What? I was just trying to defend myself.
Jumped on the Eric Bledsoe boat for a minute.
No, I was saying that if you can't say he was a bad player, because in Phoenix.
Did I say
was,
that?
I said he was an all-star. And you
He's
said
not an
no.
all-star. He's never been an all-star.
Because you can't get an all-star in the West.
This is the closest he's ever been this year. And Chris Middleton made
okay,
it over
Okay, he was
him.
In the West. If he was averaging 22 a game in the East, he's an all-star. He's Kemba.
No. Don't Kemba? Oh, my God, dude.
Okay, we got to move on before Jesus. I keep burying my
yeah,
damn
I'm
self.
Done with Eric Bledsoe.
Luke, did you ever figure out the damn thing?
Yeah, I was waiting on you, man.
Raise your hand.
Let me get back to it.
Holy son of a... Was it?
Look is at that what he
I
looked up?
Is
no.
that
what?
Is what Nick looked up?
Nick, he's looking up the Cavs record.
I guessed that right on the damn button.
Congratulations.
You like that?
All right, 35-47.
Oh wow! Damn, they were bad.
I told you they were bad. I was right twice on this podcast.
35-47.
And then I was wrong about Eric.
They're about on the same page this year, so we'll see.
That's just so shit.
Yeah, but as we were saying. KD's hurt. Looks minor. They still the title favorites?
Yeah, by far.
I don't know, man. Eric Bledsoe on the Bucks. He might hold him up in the finals,
dude.
No, dude,
Bledsoe sucks, man.
Oh, yeah, Pau Gasol.
Pau Gasol?
Pau Gasol's on the Bucks now.
Yeah.
He's ancient.
He's very old.
He's ancient years old.
He's, what, 37?
I'm surprised the Spurs bought him out. The Spurs are going to make the playoffs.
Just
buying out Pau Gasol.
He wasn't starting. He wasn't doing anything significant.
I know, but...
Might as well have him behind Brooke.
That's a weird thing to do.
Nice veteran presence. Yeah, good veteran.
Good veteran presence.
It's nothing like a good veteran on your team.
Golden State's 4-6 in their last 10. They've lost to the Magic and the Suns, and they were blown out by the Wolves and the Celtics. But you're not worried.
No.
I'm not either.
No. It's yeah.
Should we ever be worried?
About Golden State?
Yeah.
Until KD leaves.
They lost once.
Yeah, it's definitely possible they could lose. They went 7 games against Houston last year.
Yeah.
You know, it can happen. But
that did happen. Yeah.
Honestly,
people
I
forget
think that's
that.
Going to happen again this year.
With Houston?
I do.
I don't know. They're
Chris
worse.
Chris Paul on that floor, dude.
They're worse, though.
Chris Paul on that floor is a complete game changer.
Chris Paul, whatever. Like, you still need Ariza. You still need guys that will defend the wings.
We did not think that they were going to go 7 games against the Warriors last year. And if they had Chris Paul,
I know, but it's a different team.
I still think they can do it. I still think they can
we'll
take
see.
Golden State.
I think the Thunder are a better, bigger threat.
I don't know.
They're that. A much worse matchup.
You know why? Westbrook's been taking a lot less shots.
Yeah, because he can't hit them.
Okay, good. That's good. This is what
this
we've
is,
been saying on
this
the
This is his worst shooting year of his career.
Pass him up.
He's shooting like 23% from three.
That is atrocious.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's how much I shot today during the rec.
Yeah. But I actually do think they're the biggest threat because, I don't know, Paul George has been amazing. He's going
to
play
I'm curious
bad matchup for KD.
OKC's got to prove they can do it in the playoffs.
They're just very long.
Yeah.
Very, very long
and,
team.
You know, they got just workhorses on that team.
Yeah.
Like guys that really want to win. Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what you want to build.
I think Jeremy Grant's really good.
Yeah. He's a good
Steven Adams is underrated.
Steven Adams.
Probably my favorite center besides Al Horford.
They could go up against freaking Houston easily.
Yeah.
You got Capella against Adams, and it's similar teams.
Yep.
Got a lot of shooters, but who would you take in that matchup? OKC or?
I told you I like OKC.
OKC. I mean, I don't blame you. That, like that. God, that team, that would be a good match.
Paul George has been insane. And I just don't think James Harden's play style is not sustainable.
Well,
it never is.
He's shit the bed in the playoffs the last couple of years. So.
Well, like, you're not going to get as many calls in the playoffs. And people always say he gets tired. It's just like you can't go one-on-one forever. That's not a game plan.
True.
It's just, I don't know.
Look at Melo.
It's like you can, I don't know. That's their whole offense. Is them going? Is it's just a one-on-one offense? And yeah. I don't know. It's just not.
Capella's in there to clean it up.
It's not. I don't know.
Ideal.
Not ideal. The playoff matchups as of today, we got Milwaukee, Miami in the East, 1-8. It's pretty 4-0. Good.
4-0.
Yeah, that's a sweepski. Raps, Brooklyn. That's pretty good. 4-2. That'll be fun. Oh, Brooklyn's taking 2.
I think the Raps.
I think it's a sweep.
Well, the Raps got Kawhi.
The Raps
Kawhi
are really
now,
good.
But they were good last year.
Okay, they didn't have Kawhi Leonard. We have
I'm
to.
Just saying.
This is completely different team.
Just saying.
1,000,000% different.
Just saying.
You're saying wrong.
4-1.
The Raptors are very good. Philadelphia, Detroit.
Yeah.
Philly will drop a couple of those.
A couple?
Just because they like to screw around, and Brett Brown doesn't know what he's doing.
Andre Drummond's not going to be.
He's been playing well. Past week or so.
Step back jumper looked filthy the
yikes,
other night.
Yikes. And Blake Griffin's going to make an All-NBA team, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah, and rightfully so, too. That
He's
guy
been awesome.
Completely changed his career.
And then Boston and Indiana. That's a good series. Indiana's a solid defensive team.
Yeah. Hopefully Boston can handle that easily.
They should be able to. And then in the West, you have 1 Golden State against 8 Clippers. That'll be a fun game watching Patrick Beverley.
I'm so pissed the Clippers are going to make it over the Kings. It's so dumb. It's so
Why
dumb.
Is it dumb?
The Clippers are trying to rebuild.
No,
they're
not.
Trying to.
They're
traded
to make the playoffs.
Away all their damn players.
They were going
to
leave anyway. That was a great trade. Tobias Harris wasn't signing back there.
I disagree. I disagree, man.
They're doing the right things. They're good.
So you're going to build your team around Doc Rivers and Motley and
no.
I can't even name any. Shea Gilgis?
Yeah. SGA's good.
Oh, my God.
It's a good piece.
That team's going to.
What do
stick
you
with
suggest
that team?
Them do?
I don't know. I just think they should rebuild.
Not everybody can
Not
rebuild.
Not make the damn playoffs.
No. They want to. They want to make
cool.
the playoffs.
Good for Doc.
And they're a solid team. So Denver, San Antonio. That's a good one.
San Antonio is such a weird team.
Yeah, they are.
They can't shoot threes. You got DeRozan and freaking
Aldridge.
LaMarcus doing the same damn game, just mid-range.
If that team had
DeJounte
Murray this year, they would have been awesome.
That would have been really good.
That guy's good. Houston, Utah, that's a tough series.
Yeah, that
the West,
one.
The West is going to be so good.
That could be
good.
7 games
yeah.
easily.
The West is going to be so good. And then OKC, Portland. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, my God. Portland's an underrated team this year.
Yeah.
Shaq, who is
Portland's
it?
Portland's the Raptors.
Was it Kenny and Charles were saying they're going to make the freaking NBA Finals?
Who?
Kenny. And,
who
and,
said who was going to?
And Charles. They
said
both
who was going to make
Portland.
The Finals? The Trailblazers?
The Trailblazers. I don't know why, but they said it.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus is correct.
That's some of the. That's worse than your takes.
Okay, calm down there.
That's
My
pretty
takes
bad
aren't
take.
That bad.
That's a pretty bad take.
When's the last bad take I've had? I haven't had a bad take since
like
the bowl
10 minutes ago.
About what? That Bledsoe was a good player?
Yes.
20 a game ain't bad. Damn it.
He is a good player. He's not an all-star.
All-star in the East is what I was saying.
Nah. OKC Portland, that's a really good series.
Can't wait, yeah.
And then what do we think about Denver? Does Denver win 2 series? If they beat the Spurs, then they go up against UKC or OKC or Portland.
I'm taking OKC.
I think they'll lose.
Yeah. I think they're second. Yeah.
I think Portland's the Raptors of the West.
They need more playoff experience. They don't have
Denver?
Much of it on. Yeah. You know, you got Millsap.
I think they need a second guy.
Yeah, Millsap is not what.
They need a second stud.
Yeah, you got Jokic out there literally doing everything.
They're a good team.
They got
a lot of good
shooters.
Of good tools.
Yeah. Barton and insert name here. There's a lot of other guys.
Jamal Murray, Gary Harris. Come on, bro.
Listen.
The breakouts of Malik Beasley and Monte Morris.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys.
Chase likes basketball.
I love it.
That's why he's
we're about to
doing
embarrass
this podcast.
Again?
Yeah, it's time.
It's time.
It's everybody's favorite time. It's time for Name That Scrub.
This is embarrassing.
You know who played last night?
No.
Luke?
Yeah.
Like, oh, Luke's your lifeline. Luke? You could use Nick, too. It's only one lifeline, though.
I'm going to pick Luke.
So you get
Luke,
to use them
Luke
both.
Luke told me that he's been studying for me.
Oh, you've been studying?
Luke's trying to get me to pass.
Oh, man.
He's trying to get me to pass school, and it's not going to happen.
You still need a 3-for-3 week, dude.
I got 2-for-3.
If you get a 3-for-3 week, we'll take the next week off.
I don't want to do
How about
that.
Oh,
this is okay. All I look forward to.
That's fine. That's fine. All right.
Yeah, I'll try.
Number one.
Okay.
Do you remember your lifelines, first of all?
Luke, conference wins.
Yeah. Number one, Dante DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo. Wasn't that the dude that he was the Final Four guy, right? Yeah, he plays for the Bucks. Final answer.
You got it.
Son of a bitch! I start out one for one?
One for one, Dante DiVincenzo.
I didn't even use a damn lifeline.
Dante DiVincenzo. All right, next one. You're not getting.
You pick that one. I knew that one.
You're not getting this one.
Okay.
Shaquille Harris.
Son of a bitch. Who's that guy? We played against him at the rec today.
Yeah.
What is it? You go on the
Shaquille Harris. You can ask Shaq too. I'll give you an extra lifeline.
So you want me to talk to myself? Is what you're saying?
I didn't say that.
I don't know who the hell that is. I dunked on him in '98. I don't know.
Shaquille Harris. You want a lifeline?
Wins.
Wins. This could be a giveaway, big guy. 19.
Oh, shit. Bulls got 19 wins. Bulls got 19 wins.
Are you looking at the standings? Are you cheating?
I'm staring at this little thing up here. I'm on our thing. I haven't touched my computer in an hour.
Shaquille Harris.
It's been crashing anyway.
Shaquille Harris.
Bulls, final answer.
I can't believe it, dude.
Holy shit, I got
another
one.
We're going 2-for-2.
Come on, Luke. We got this,
We're going
baby.
2-for-2. I think
let's
you might
go.
Get this one.
I better get a six-pack or
you
something.
You might get this
get
one.
This.
You might
right,
get this
go.
One.
Let's go.
Glenn Robinson III.
He used to be on Indiana.
Used to be.
That's not good. Conference. Conference.
East.
Luke? Shit.
Come on, man.
Detroit, final answer. Did I get that?
I'm done.
That's correct, man. You did it. You did it, dude. Did you just guess?
I threw that out of the hat.
Get in front of the mic, you goon.
I just pulled that one out of my ass.
3-for-3.
Is this really just happened?
Now you're 10-for-36.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You're getting that average up there, big dog.
It's like my math score.
You're getting that average up there. I can't. You did it, dude.
3-for-3. I don't know what to do.
Check.
We need to
congratulate Chase here.
Yeah, that's my boy, Chase. I knew you had it in you. What the hell?
I can't.
I get real audience? Everybody else? No? Okay.
Congratulations, big dog. Do you have any final thoughts?
My final thought is suck my ass. 3-for-3. That's I haven't seen that since I was batting in, like, elementary school.
That's a bad final thought, big dog.
Yeah, you don't like that one?
Nuh-uh. Do you have one?
No.
Oh. Well, I don't really
either.
My
final thought, I guess, stay tuned on our YouTube to watch the couples game that we're going to have.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be good. I can't wait.
The love dog.
The love dog. Trust me.
My final thought is Chase had too much to drink this weekend. He threw up and lost his teeth.
Why do you got to... You give that.
You lost the fakers, man.
You don't let the backstory of it.
That's all right. You threw up at Steak and Shake.
And I found it the next morning.
And you found your teeth the next morning.
In the puke that still was not cleaned up. There's families coming back from church, walking through my chunks, going to eat a steak burger. They don't even give a shit. All right. That's a good final thought.
Spread the word.
Spread it.